Canada has just doubled its commercial footprint in China. The Canadian Trade Commissioner Service has opened 6 new offices in China. Starting now, Canadian companies can benefit from expanded trade, investment, and innovation partnerships with in-market and local expertise. The offices are staffed with business development experts with strong connections within each of the new cities, so Canadian companies might want to put their China strategy on the front burner if it isn't already. I'm Michael Mancini, Editor-in-Chief of Canada Export, the official e-magazine of the Canadian Trade Commissioner Service. Today, we'll focus on Nanjing, the second largest commercial center in the East China region after Shanghai. In fact, Forbes magazine has ranked it 4th in its listing of top 100 business cities in mainland China. On the phone with me to talk about why Canadian companies should know about the benefits of Nanjing is Keith Can, Trade Commissioner at the Canadian Consulate General in Shanghai. Thanks for speaking with me today, Keith.
Thank you, Michael.
So, Keith, what would you say are the top reasons Canadian companies should do business in Nanjing?
Well, Nanjing's proximity to Shanghai makes it a very compelling natural market for Canadian companies already serving and doing business in China. In East China alone, there's about 150 Canadian companies active, and definitely for those companies to reach out to Nanjing makes plenty of sense. Transportation infrastructure in the region has vastly improved in a few short years, and today it only takes around 2 hours to take a fast train from Shanghai into Nanjing. Companies have a lot of choices to take a very modern highway, making movement and business very easy.
What would be the second reason?
Well, the second reason will be Shanghai's relative competitive and business-friendly environment. Earlier on, you mentioned that it was ranked by Forbes as one of the top 10 cities in mainland China to do business. And definitely, Shanghai has a really strong industrial base. Its traditional economy includes automotive, petrochemicals, and iron and steel. But it's also trying to develop in technology-intensive industries like information technology, biopharma, and advanced manufacturing. This transformation creates a lot of opportunities, which is fueled by a lot of the investment that is driven in that particular region. Also, Nanjing has a very strong talent base. In fact, Nanjing actually has around 2% of China's universities, which is around 200 universities. And this figure is quite significant for any Chinese city and comparable with Beijing and Shanghai, which have 3 or 4% respectively. So in that access to talent is definitely very important, and also an opportunity in itself. Many Canadian universities have already and schools have already formed partnerships in that region, delivering joint degree programs in various disciplines, and also joint curriculum delivery and exchange programs.
So it does seem like it has a very diverse economic base. What's your third reason?
The third reason to be in Nanjing is its strategic location. Well, Nanjing historically has been China's capital city for 6 dynasties, and its geography makes it in a very unique location where it can connect not only to Shanghai, but further inland to other provinces like Anhui and Jiangxi. Nanjing is a large city of 7 million people, the second largest in the region, and it is also the capital city of Jiangsu province, which is one of China's most prosperous and developed provinces. You may not know that actually Jiangsu province is twinned with Ontario, and in many ways both provinces share many common sectoral interests, including automotive sector, manufacturing and high tech. Jiangsu province is also leading in terms of attracting foreign investments, and you may have heard of some of its cities towards the south of the province, which have created a really strong high-tech base, and definitely this prosperity and growth is driving the development of Nanjing.
You talked about how the Jiangsu province is twinned with Ontario. What kinds of benefits might this kind of twinning bring to a typical Ontario company?
This twinning relationship actually has a strong commercial links as well. In fact, the province of Ontario brings in several business delegations into Jiangsu province, for example, in the environment sector.
Wow, so there really are concrete benefits to this relationship. Why was it important for the Trade Commissioner Service to open an office in Nanjing as opposed to just servicing Nanjing out of Shanghai?
Well, we've all heard that China is a large and diverse market, and there's a lot of truth in that. Within the Yangtze Delta region, this East China region, there are over 35 cities with a population over 1 million. So there's definitely a very big market out there. And it's not possible for everyone to be everywhere. And we need to be strategic and choose the best location to make an impact. Nanjing is one of those locations that allows the Trade Commissioner Service to better service its clients and identify future opportunities.
Now, can you give me a sense for what it's like for a typical Canadian company to do business in Nanjing? What would be some of the challenges a Canadian company might face there?
Well, for a Canadian company entering into Nanjing, it is a big city, and definitely it's hard to know which local companies are suitable to do business with, and vice versa. Local companies definitely do not necessarily know a lot about Canadian companies, so definitely finding the right partner and knowing who to speak to would be a big challenge. And this is where I think that the Nanjing Trade Office can definitely help.
Can you give me an example of that?
Well, most recently, in collaboration with Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, the Trade Commissioner Service organized a virtual trade mission, which is using video conference to connect Canadian food exporters with Chinese food buyers from five cities in China to Canada. And this included Nanjing. This was an opportunity for business people to communicate in real time, to learn about Canadian food products, but also to sample these food products, which was pre-shipped to China just for this conference. In Nanjing, there was about 15 local participants, and many of these, after the conference, this video conference had expressed interest in the Canadian products. I think this is a great example of how the Nanjing office can serve Canadian companies. There's a lot of work to do, but that's the advantage of having a trade commissioner on the ground to follow up with questions, to pursue the opportunity, and hopefully to connect Nanjing businesses with Canadian companies to make a sale in the future.
For those companies that might be interested in contacting our trade commissioner or our office in Nanjing, what should they do?
They can contact Margaret Wei in Nanjing, and to find out more information, they could visit www.tradecommissioner.gc.ca/China, and there they can learn more about the city and the contact information.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much, Keith, for your time today.
You're welcome.
Well, that's all for this podcast edition of Canada Export. Be sure to check out our five other podcasts, which look at the other cities in the expansion of the Canadian Trade Commissioner Service in China. As Keith said, don't forget to contact Margaret Hui at our office in Nanjing to find out how she can help your company. Go to tradecommissioner.gc.ca/China to do that. Or you can get Margaret's contact information on the Canada Export website at canadaexport.gc.ca/podcasts. While you're there, you can learn more about the other cities in the TCS expansion in China, as I said, and you might also want to contact one of our 18 regional offices across Canada for help in assessing your export readiness. Again, just visit tradecommissioner.gc.ca/China to get that information. I'm Michael Mancini, signing off for now.
This is a podcast from the Government of Canada.